Audio boo, audio boo, gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo. Hey there, everyone, it's Sater. This is a boo about RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's going to be spoilers. So if you haven't seen this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race and you care about the show, turn off my boo. Turn it off now, because I don't want to spoil it for you, but I want to talk about it, about this week's episode. Are you gone? Okay, good. Oftentimes in reality shows like this, the producers can be very heavy-handed in what they do. And in a lot of cases, especially with Project Runway, you're like, what the fuck? What are you doing? That makes no sense. Obviously, you're manipulating the outcome to some degree, and normally it's bad. In this week's episode, it was the first time I was ever applauding the producers. So, as you know, Willem got kicked off for cheating. We don't know what. You're going to find out about it in the reunion show. But for right now, he got kicked off for cheating. They knew it before it got down to the lip sync for your life. They had to have. In fact, I bet they've known for some time and they've been waiting for the right time to do it. Now, as much as I dislike Fifi O'Hara, and I love Sharon Needles, they did not deserve to be lip-synced for their life. The other couple did. I love Chad and whoever the other one is. I love Chad. But they were the worst team. I mean, bar none. So I was shocked at first when it was Fifi and Sharon. And then I watched two drag queens do the most amazing lip-sync. I sat there going, fuck, I could not decide which one I wanted off. And I was even, God forbid, liking Fifi and feeling a little sympathy for her. No, I don't want her to win. I want Sharon to win overall. But I was just like, no, this is epic. This is epic for me for reality TV. And then when they pulled that twist at the end where RuPaul called Willem Ford and accused him of cheating and threw him off, and then both of them got to stay, I was like, you are fucking kidding me. This is brilliant. Because I don't think RuPaul's Drag Race has ever had a pairing like Fifi and Sharon, who they each have a lot of fans. And most of the fans hate the other one. They really do. Like, I fully admit, I'm Team Sharon Needles and I can't stand Fifi. But I was just like, God damn you, producers. Well played. Well played to do that to me, to run with my emotions, to play with them, to mind fuck me, and then to pull that wonderful twist. I applaud you. I applaud you, RuPaul, and your producers for the most amazing episode of reality TV I've seen in a long, long time. I really got into it. I was like, you can hear in my voice right now, I was on the verge of tears watching, going, no, I definitely don't want Sharon to go, but hell, I don't, for this time, Fifi doesn't deserve to go because she was so good on that lip sync. Oh my God, it was just such a good episode and I really enjoyed it. I didn't want to put this into the Sater sphere because of the spoilers, so that's why I chose to do an audio boo. You can listen to it or not. Oh crap, if you've already listened to it, I warned you, there were spoilers. So, yeah, there you have it. This is a Sater. I'll catch you later. Gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo. You better work.